Secretary Gramian, thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
We have not had a conversation about this, but I would first like to point out that while I do not have a bridge in my district under this proposed tolling plan, the overwhelming feedback I have received has been against this initiative, particularly from the numerous constituents who travel up Interstate 83 every day for work and cross the South Bridge here in Harrisburg. But what I would like to do is pick up on a conversation that we had last year about a project that seems more like a permanent issue. Last year, you shared with me that the Mount Rose interchange keeps you up at night. I would think that you've had a lot of sleepless nights since the last time we talked, and to say that it is a nightmare would be an understatement. Driving up to Harrisburg this morning, I didn't see any workers present. Driving up to Harrisburg over this last year, I haven't seen many workers present. And for my colleagues who are here today and those individuals who are home listening, this was a project to update an interchange along Interstate 83 just outside of the city of York. The project started in 2015. It was scheduled for completion in 2018. And here we are now, 3 years late, and millions upon millions of dollars in cost overruns. I checked with our York County 911 director. Since 2015, there have been 255 calls for assistance at this interchange. The contractor who is managing this project, and I have to say I'm using the term managing very loosely, has a penchant for this sort of behavior and projects all across our nation. Secretary Gramian, what is the timeline on this never-ending project? Do we have any light at the end of this tunnel? The latest estimate is to have this project completed this year, and the paving was to be done this spring. This spring is soon going to be this summer. Madam Secretary, when is it going to be done?
Yes, so the contractor has indicated a completion date of May 11th of this year. And as you
May
know,
11th
schedule,
of this year, does that include a final paving?
That's what they indicated, and they say the remaining work is reopening both ramps on north side of Mount Rose, complete final pavement course, over the entire project, final pavement markings, as you mentioned, install permanent signs, traffic signal components, and that's the remaining work that I got the latest report on.
Well, Madam Secretary, I have to tell you, I sincerely hope that is the truth, because I will tell you, I drove up there this morning, specifically waited until 8 a.m. to make my drive up Interstate 83 so I could see if anyone was working there, and there was not a blessed soul present. And we are less than a month away from May 11th, and I have to tell you, I really hope it's true, but I truly don't believe it. So May 11th, I will be there to make sure that that interstate exchange is completed. And if it's not, you will receive a phone call from me. Finally, I would never wish this project, the cost overruns, the change order scheming, the constant delays, the traffic incidents, the frustrations on any of my colleagues and their constituents. We've had this conversation, you have given me assurances, but I need to know what procedures are in place to ensure that this experience we have had with this specific contractor never, ever happens again. Can you share with me those procedures that you have put in place?
This experience with this contractor really doesn't happen, and this is a very unique case. And the contractor, actually who was awarded with the contract, the company was acquired by a bigger contractor, as you know, and there were a lot of changes in the resources they allocated to the project. I cannot think of any other project within the state of Pennsylvania with this kind of issues. So we want to make sure we, I can tell you, this is not going to happen.
Honestly, that doesn't give me any sense of comfort or an assurance. What are we going to do to make sure this doesn't happen again?
We're not going to let it happen again. That's all I can say.
How are you going to make sure that it doesn't happen again? You've given me your word, but you've given me your word, and the department has given me its word numerous times, over and over and over again, and I drove through that interchange this morning. Madam Secretary, it is far from completion. So, again, I will ask, what procedures have you put in place to assure that this never happens again? I don't care if it's Philadelphia or Erie or Scranton or the hinterlands of Tioga County. No one should go through this again.
This is an unusual case. This is an unusual case that started a long time ago, this project, and we are trying to wrap it up. We actually looked into canceling the contract with the contractor, and unfortunately, the losses for PennDOT was going to be much higher than what we were going to gain. There were a lot of issues going on between us and them. There are litigations, and there are stuff that's being reviewed right now, which I can't really comment on it.
And I understand that, Madam Secretary. I truly do. And I have been as prudent as I possibly can in not revealing details that could potentially imperil your case. But you have still not answered the question. How are you going to assure that this never happens again? What procedures have you put in place to make sure that constituents all across this Commonwealth don't go through what the people of York County have gone through?
Every time we get into a project, there is all kinds of checks and balances that we put in place. There's all kinds of measures. There is a schedule that we put in place, and there is the team of PennDOT or other the folks who are actually working for PennDOT as construction managers that would make sure that we are on target with the material, we're on target with the schedule, we're on target with the delivery. There could be some situations like COVID that we shut down, but it's not something normal. This was an unusual year, and I'm not saying
Madam Secretary, the project is 3 years overdue, and I would strongly suggest to you that you please, in the future, create some kind of procedure to assure that contractors that engage in change order scheming and this type of behavior in projects all across the United States do not have the ability to bid on projects and put anyone else through what we've been through. Thank you very much, Madam Secretary. Thank you, Mr. Chair.